Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory.
That was 80 years ago today. General Eisenhower, the Supreme Allied Commander, issued that call to war and call to victory for the 1.5 million U.S. personnel that were in Britain getting ready for that D-Day invasion. And of course, it was a success. It did turn the tide. And that home front that produced the materiel for war, that's still very much a part of Macomb County's economy and throughout Southeast Michigan. And one of the gentlemen that works hard on Capitol Hill to make sure that that legacy is preserved joins us live on this D-Day anniversary. John James, U.S. Congressman from Michigan's 10th District, also, of course, a veteran and graduate of West Point, joining us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
I want to talk about, you know, how we secure that future. There's a study ongoing about the hypersonics and how Selfridge might be involved in that. We'll get to that in a moment. But I just wanted, from a man that has faced combat, I mean, I have stood at the water's edge on Omaha Beach and have marveled at the bravery and the heroism that it took for those guys to charge into that withering fire. Just talk us through that first moment of battle and what it takes to get over that hump.
Well, I can tell you from my personal experience, being an Iraqi war vet, flying 750 hours combat in Operation Iraqi Freedom, your first thought isn't about yourself. Your first thought is about your men, the first thought about your mission. The first thought is about making sure that everything that the American people and their fathers and mothers have entrusted you with makes it back home safely. The lives that have been entrusted to you and the lives that you're going to protect, the ideals that you're going to defend. The fight for democracy begins in America, but it extends past our shores. And when I grew up, America recognized that it had a great duty to protect democracy and freedom, to be that beacon of hope all over the world. And it's an honor to represent Macomb County, the 10th Congressional District, the arsenal of democracy from whence the world enjoys its freedom.
We've been watching coverage all day, and we're just so grateful for the heroism that happened 80 years ago. Now, back to today, you've been very vocal about wanting to find something for Selfridge Air National Guard Base that will take it into the future. Talk to us about these hypersonics.
Of course. We are informed by our past, but we are not shackled to it. Selfridge, for over 100 years, has been a part of the securing the homeland, training, and I mean, even Tuskegee Airmen on up to today with our A-10s that have fought in battle. And we're getting a new tanker mission, which is all great. But I'm fighting hard to make sure that we have a replacement for the aging A-10. We're looking at future fighter missions to include a possible F-15EX fighter mission or an F-35 fighter mission. Or even an F-16. So what all that means, these are fighter missions that will last a much longer time to make sure that Selfridge is relevant, that we're at the top of mind for a fight to defend the homeland first and foremost, but also for our economic benefit. These provide jobs in the region. This helps provide economic security for those who rely on this industry for their livelihoods. So this region punches well above its weight, both in securing our nation, but also boosting our economy. And I'm fighting to make sure that we not only have fighters, but future missions for America.
80 years ago, aluminum was the order of the day for any aircraft that was built here, whether we're at Willow Run or elsewhere. Now we're talking about aircraft and missiles that will fly at Mach 5 and higher, perhaps as much as 7,000 miles an hour. This is very specialized material, but these are things that we can do here.
100%. And that we
must test it.
And we must do. I secured $7.5 million in funding for additional hypersonic missions right here on Selfridge Air National Guard Base, and more is coming. But we are actually fighting with the administration to be able to secure the necessary items not only for our own security, but the nickel, for example, the critical minerals required to facilitate the production of these hypersonic defense mechanisms. The only nickel mine is actually in the UP. The only nickel mine in the entire United States is in the UP, and this administration is refusing to allow additional resources for mining, not rare earths, but critical minerals. We have most of everything we need for everything from batteries to hypersonics to actually boost our economy and to rely on ourselves and not to be beholden to our adversaries abroad,
right,
for these things that will help us to defend ourselves. The technology behind hypersonics we have, and the materials behind hypersonics we must develop. So in addition to securing our supply chains, and as a supply chain background, I understand the criticality of this, securing our supply chains, maintaining our own independence, manufacturing independence, is going to be critical. And also making sure that Selfridge plays a part in the future role is absolutely my mission in Washington.
President Biden signed the executive order for the southern border. I believe you tweeted something very succinct. You think it's too little too late?
Well, I don't think it's too little too late. I think it's a statement of facts that it is too little too late. The facts of the matter is that President Biden unilaterally repealed things that work, because you know what, orange man bad, as far as Democrats are concerned. The facts of the matter is 10 million illegal crossings since Joe Biden took office. And of the over 500 crossings of people on the FBI watch list, over 84% of those cross on the northern border. Jamie, we're on a northern border right here, mm-hmm, in Michigan. Over $13 billion in annual profits for cartels under Joe Biden. Over 250,000 dead of fentanyl poisonings during Biden's presidency. And you hear these names often. We cannot say their names too often. But Lake and Riley, Ruby Garcia, and so many precious Americans killed by illegal immigrants. Now, again, you've heard me say time and time again that legal immigration is an economic and moral imperative for the United States of America.
Yeah.
This must continue to be the land of freedom and opportunity for people all over the world, but we have to do it legally, the right way. Border security is national security, and this administration's refusal to secure the border is a clear and present threat to the United States and our security here.
Keep fighting for it, John James. We certainly appreciate your service and your thoughts on this 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Yes, sir. We are celebrating those who went to foreign shores to defend American ideals, and we must secure our shores and our borders here right now. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Have a great day, John James. By the way, beginning at noon today through 5 p.m., they are celebrating the 80th anniversary of D-Day at Memorial Park, the World War II Legacy Memorial Park in Royal Oak, a great place to continue telling the story of D-Day. We'll see you live from Michigan Central tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.